Harmony Week continues across Australia, celebrating the country's multicultural communities and diversity. With the rise of far-right movements in recent times, the week highlights the importance of inclusion and respect. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke with Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Anne Alley, about what Harmony Week means to her.
Harmony Week holds a very special place in my heart personally as a migrant myself, someone who was born overseas and who, you know, enjoys the fact that in this country we have pluralism and diversity, which enables us to share our traditions and our cultures with the broader community. This year in particular, Harmony Week is bookended. It's, you know, it starts on the 16th of March, and on the 15th of March is the International Day Against Islamophobia, and it ends on the 21st of March, which is the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. So it's also an opportunity and a moment for us to reflect as well on the work that we need to continue doing in this country to continue building that respect for diversity that we have on based on our shared values in this country, our shared values of a fair go, our shared values of equality, and ensuring that every Australian, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter where your parents came from, no matter how long you've been in Australia, has the opportunity to thrive.
Now, we've seen some issues rising across Australia, you know, like anti-migration movements, conflict overseas, and unfortunately the Bondi tragedy last December. Are these issues concerning to you that might affect Harmony Week somehow?
I think that we need to put this into the context that Australia has always had these kinds of challenges. I mean, some of your listeners might recall the Cronulla riots, for example. So there have been intermittent times throughout the history of Australia where these challenges occur. And overwhelmingly, Australians have joined together and joined forces to push back against hatred and division and disharmony that we have seen in the past. And I have great faith in the Australian people that we will continue to do that. I think it is challenging times, and this year's Harmony Week comes at a very sombre moment, as you mentioned, just a few short months after the tragic anti-Semitic Bondi terrorist attack, but also after two attempted attacks here in Perth, one on where a terrorist was arrested planning attacks against Muslims, and one where there was an attempted attack against our First Nations people on Australia Day as they were marking Invasion Day. So I think that it does come at a very challenging time.
Now, you've been the Minister for Multicultural Affairs just under a year. So in May, it's going to be 1 year since you've been appointed. What have multicultural communities mentioned to you about these issues and about Australians' actions to tackle them?
First of all, let me say that it was a great honour to be given the portfolio of multicultural affairs, and importantly also to be in cabinet. This is the first time that a government has a Minister for Multicultural Affairs in cabinet. Since becoming the minister last year, I've held around 10 different community roundtables with different multicultural groups, Chinese, Sudanese, more recently the Iranian community as well. And I'll continue to meet with the community and attend events. Some of the things that I've been hearing, and it really resonates with my own personal story as well, is that, you know, there's a migrant story in this country that has become accepted as the migrant story. And a lot of that has to do with the ability of migrants who come to Australia to work in the fields that they are qualified for, that there are barriers to people working in the fields that they are qualified for. This resonates with me because my father and my mother came from Egypt. I was 2 years old. My father was an engineer, but he never worked as an engineer. He took a job driving buses in Australia.
Next Saturday, as you mentioned earlier, is the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. And we know that racism, you and I know, racism is an issue across the board. What are some of the actions the federal government is taking to eliminate or at least reduce racism at this point?
Yes, thank you for acknowledging that, Eduardo. Indeed, the 21st of March is the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, and it commemorates the Sharpeville Massacre in South Africa. where peaceful protesters against apartheid were shot dead and wounded. And it's a day that reminds us that racial discrimination persists and that racism persists. From the government perspective, there's a range of things that we're doing. So we have the anti-Semitism envoy, and we've responded to her report. We also have Islamophobia envoy, who we appointed, and we're responding to the report. We have an anti-racism framework that was developed by the Race Discrimination Commissioner, and we're working through that, using the principles of that to formulate our response on more broadly on anti-racism. From a legislative perspective, we've strengthened the laws outlawing hate speech, which I think is a really important, because it sets a standard for the community about what Australians accept in terms of the limitations of speech. So we've made those legislative changes.
That was Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Anne Alley, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.